Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, the good weather is set to continue for the next few days. We've plenty of tips yet to come to try and help you stay cool if you're struggling in the heat. But we want to know, what are you doing? What are your plans to enjoy the sunshine? We sent our reporter Sarah Madden out and about to ask you.
Go down to Blessington, walk around the lakes, picnic.
I'm just meeting my friend for brunch.
Try not to get sunburned, because it takes about 3 days to get used to it and then it's all gone.
Well, we've just had the most gorgeous outdoor coffee at Cafe Napoli. It was beautiful.
I love to sit in the sun with a drink. Definitely. Yes, I think that's it. I think it's the time for a bit of wine, sitting in the sun, enjoying shooting the breeze with the friends.
Going to work, raging.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Do you think many people will be trying to get off work this week to enjoy it?
I mean, they probably should. Like, I see that it's like 30 degrees on Thursday, so I'm going to try my best to skive a little bit. Luckily, I work for myself, so it's fine. But yeah, so like, I think we should. Like, we don't know when the next time we're going to get it is, you know? So
yeah, if you can manage to find a way now to get off work because of the good weather, do let us know your tips for that. Tom Coleman, sleep consultant, is with us on the programme today. It's trying to get a little bit of shut eye in the good weather when we don't have aircon, Tom. That's the problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, temperature is key when it comes to sleep, and ideally we want to dump heat out of the body. I mean, that's how we work under normal circumstances. So how do we do that with this heat?
Yeah.
One of the things I love, Andrea, is I have these amazing blackout blinds. Okay. And it's fantastic because I keep the blackout blinds closed, but I keep the window open. So that would be really helpful, you know, in keeping the
all night, Tom.
All day, during the day.
Yeah.
During the day. So it stops the light and the heat coming in, but it allows the air circulation. And that's kind of key. We want that kind of cross ventilation, if possible, in the bedroom. Okay. The other thing is, so the environment has to be right and the body. Let's talk about the body. So take a warm shower, not a cold shower. People have this temptation to take an ice cold shower or a really cold shower. And the body picks that signal up as, it's cold, I better heat up. Okay, so it's a little bit counterintuitive, but actually a warm shower 1 to 2 hours.
Warm
bed.
Rather than hot, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, warm rather than hot. But don't, I mean, if you have a real cold shower, it feels amazing. You'll feel great for a while after, and then the body gets that signal to heat up. So, but if we have a warm shower, the body will pick up that and go, right, we have to cool, we have to dump heat, and that's what it will do. The other little trick is the extremities. Cool the extremities. Our hands and our feet and our face actually have very special areas of heat exchange where it's really efficient at cooling or heating. So, you know, a cold face cloth, I put a little water bottle in the freezer and wrap a face cloth in it, bring it up to the bedroom and leave it there. If you do get too hot, obviously we stick our feet out of the bed, but to cool our palms or our face, that really helps cool you down really quickly.
It's a great idea, course, actually. It's such a simple thing to do.
Yeah, and I have heard about the cold water bottle as opposed to the hot water bottle, you know, which is another thing to cool the feet and cool the core.
Children's bedrooms is the other thing for particularly young babies. Listeners getting in touch, 087 1400 106. I suppose those blackout blinds and the windows open during the daytime will help there as well.
It will. Look, we want to keep the room as cool as possible. Like, I have a 6-month-old, so I understand the reality of this. You know, we want to aim for, you know, about 18 degrees, ideally, you know. Dress them really lightly. Like, we have our little fella, and he's got, like, a little vest, and we have a sleep suit, but it's, like, super light. So you can get different tog, no more than our quilts, but we have, like, a super light one. Check their chest and their neck as opposed to their hands or feet. Because, like, I know what my little lad, that his feet can be cold and sweaty, you know, but his chest can be really warm. So we want to make sure that we're checking the right place and make sure he's not overheating. Keep the babies and the young ones well hydrated as well.
Absolutely. Lorraine in Dundalk has got in touch, Tom, to tell us that she was out the back garden this morning doing her ironing in a shorts and bikini top. Great way to get the housework done and double up and enjoy the sunshine while she's at it. You probably have the right idea there, Lorraine. Alicia Downs is the owner of Outpaws and Wedding Woofs. They're a bespoke dog services with us on the line. It's the other paws, I suppose, pet owners are trying to keep cool as well, Alicia.
Oh, it's really hard for them, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Mm. I mean, animals really deal very differently with the heat than us. And I suppose keeping dogs cool in hot weather, it really does require a sensible and common sense approach. So, you know, they do suffer. They can suffer from, obviously, heat stroke. You know, you really have to kind of look at, like, simple things like, you know, obviously never leave your dog in a car, in a hot car. Like, temperatures can rise to scary levels in minutes. You know, lots of water inside and out. Use cooling products correctly. Like, there's loads of great things. I actually currently at the moment have loads of frozen Kongs for them. They absolutely adore them with yogurt or fruit. You know, because at the end of the day with them, you just need to keep them cool.
Yeah.
And the most important thing as well, be smart with your walks. Like, you know, schedule an 8 to 11 a.m. walk. At 8:30 this morning, Andrea, it was 22 degrees. So, you know, it's the humidity. So animals can really suffer from that.
The other issue,
so
I suppose,
really
Leisha, for pet owners that are maybe leaving early in the morning, not realising how hot it's going to be in the house and triple glazed windows throughout the day, and the poor dog or the cat are stuck inside, the water is going to go cold, or sorry, going to go heat up throughout the day, it'll be too warm. Is there anything else they can do?
Well, absolutely. And actually, I do a little trick. I actually freeze water bowls. So instead of putting ice cubes in, because sometimes animals can kind of look at that and they might be picking it out and it's actually worse for them. Where you have the temperature, it's all the same, it's frozen. So during the day, it will start to dissipate. And that gives them, you know, that gives them a lovely cool drink for at least 5-6 hours. But I would suggest like putting out your cool mats, you know, even like spraying them with a little bit of water. And animals, you know, they sweat from their paws. So, you know, like wipe them down with a cool cloth, put them on the back of their neck, underneath their belly. You know, it's all about trying to keep cool. Of course, if you're going to work, you know, you don't have the luxury of that, but you can do preparation and make sure. And again, the Kongs last for about 3 or 4 hours if you have frozen yogurt and if you've water. Obviously, too, you know, you do have certain breeds that are really disposed to the heat, like the French Bulldogs, the Boxers, Boston Terriers, Cavaliers and Pugs. But, you know, responsible dog owners, you know, love their pets and, you know, they pre-prepare. There's so much information out there at the moment this week. It's great to see. And I definitely think people need to, you know, really just be so careful and just enjoy the weather as well with them. And animals are very smart. Like they'll go to the shade.
Yeah.
You know, they'll let you know when they're finding it difficult. So it's just watching the warning signs as well.
That's definitely what you have to look out for. Adeline Malloy, who's an interior designer, is with us. What are your tips to help keep the house cool?
Oh, Andrea, it is so hot today. But I think the goal is to keep the heat out during the day and let the cooler air come in when the temperatures drop, and little things that people can do. Because it's kind of the opposite of what we, especially if you're from Donegal, think. So really, you need to keep the curtains, blinds, shutters, keep all of these closed during the day. This is a great cooling tool. And also, at night time, like just use a sheet on top of you or a light summer duvet. I mean, keep everything nice and light. As like the gentleman said earlier, take a lukewarm shower before you go to bed. Use natural fabrics like cotton, linen, bamboo. These tend to be much more breathable than polyester. Hydrate. I mean, look after the elderly and the pets for sure. We're not used to this heat. Our houses are not built for this temperature. I love creating a crosswind in the evening time when you open up windows on either side of the house, that the wind goes through the house and it just cools it down. But really, put your curtains, your blinds, your shutters down. Keep the
throughout
heat down
the day. Yeah, just keep everything down. As Tom says, the window open during the early part of the morning and the afternoon. Close them at night,
but
keep all of the internal doors open for as long as you can, I suppose, in the evening. Yeah,
and turn off any electronics. I mean, you know, your kids have PlayStations on. There's lots of things plugged in that create heat. Plug them out, because all of these create heat during the day. And what we want to do is try to keep as cool as possible. I love the ideas of, you know, a water bottle in the fridge and freezing it, keeping it at the end of the bed. Anything just to keep your temperature down that you can actually sleep, because it's quite hard to function without sleep. And as I said, our houses are not built for this temperature.
We enjoy it, but we don't have the air conditioning.
No.
Isn't that the issue, really?
A lot of houses, we don't have that, Andrea. We you know, and then what people don't realise too is fans actually create heat and they don't actually cool a room. So if you have a fan, you really should put it towards the person. And it's great if it's oscillating, because, and that just means that it's moving. So that people, if they've got allergies to dust or they find that it's very drying on their throat or mouth, that it moves around slightly. But it should really be and positioned in front of the person as opposed to cooling the room, because it doesn't cool the room.
Going to the beach with the children later on, there's going to be no dinner made this evening, says this listener.
Oh, no dinner, Andrea, for sure.
They have the right idea. A listener says, I'm going to bring my dog out at 7 o'clock for a walk in the morning and then again at 9pm at night. So maybe that's the best way to try and beat the heat. Adeline Malloy, Leisha Downs, Tom Coleman, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.